Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And today we are talking about the awakening. We're going to discuss chakra consciousness and which chakra is your control chakra, or which chakra you use most. I believe in my personal studies, of course, there's a lot of philosophies concerning the psychic centers on the body, and a lot of us are a lot more aware of our psychic centers, called the chakras, than the rest of us are. But still, a lot of us focus with one or more chakras and don't use them all. So we're going to talk about what type of things you would be doing in your life to zero in on which chakra you focus on, or if you do use them all, and what you frankly have to get through in order to evolve to the higher chakra levels. Let's talk about the awakening here. You know, ever since we are children, we are in a situation that, depending what our parents' attitudes are and what our early teachers are into, that usually that's what our focus is when we're very young. Depends where you were raised, you know, and also how you will respond to your training, to your environment, and to the early teachings, depending on your chart, too, are you the vehicle that will absorb this information. A lot of kids grow up and you try to teach them something, and because their astrological chart is so stubborn or arrogant, they might reject everything that's taught to them, and they may respond instead to the media, you know, which oftentimes when you look at television or movies or books or magazines, the focus is on money and power and sex and lust and greed and accumulation and competition and things that I would call root chakra consciousness. Okay, now there are seven energy centers in the body that I would call the skeleton to the soul, okay? In other words, the meeting point are the place where the soul and the body have communion so they can interrelate and communicate with each other. In other words, the soul uses the body like a hand would in a puppet to animate itself and to manifest and create things in this dimension. So we are literally dealing with a being from another dimension, which is our soul, which is using this body to have experiences in this, the third dimension. Okay. Now, how we do that is through what we call the chakra system, which is actually the vital organs of the soul. And there are seven chakra centers that exist on our bodies. And I'm going to tell you what they are. The root chakra basically is what you're sitting on, and that controls the reproductive system, the genital area, and our desires concerning things like money, power, sex, love, lust, greed, not love, but just basic instinct, okay? As we move up the body near the spleen, we find the spleen chakra, which I call the health temple. The focus is on a restoration, rebirth, reexamination, and also protecting the body in such a way that we, for health maintenance reasons, that is an attitude that we can have from spleen chakra focus. As we move up the body, right near the belly button, behind the belly button, we have the stomach chakra, which is the chakra that controls the self and the feelings for the self, the love of self, self-esteem, self-attitude. As we move up to the solar plexus by the heart, we have the heart chakra, which controls the feelings for the world and how we will respond to the planet and to other people and love vibration for the world. We move up to the throat, and this is the transmitter, the throat chakra, that controls clairaudience, or literally having a sense of hearing for outer realms, okay? And we move up to the brow, the forehead, right? We have the brow chakra, and that controls the psychic center, or clairvoyance, or actually psychic awareness and spiritual awareness. And we get to the top of the head, which is where normally when you see pictures of Jesus or high saints or whatever, you'll see an aura or a crown around their head, a little halo, and that is the reflection of the crown chakra, which is also called the Godhead, or the part of us that is literally connected to the higher realm, or the bridge to the soul, okay? So that is actually our path to higher consciousness. But you know, oftentimes when people live their lives, especially if you lack water, or if you know someone that lacks Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer, fourth, eighth, or 12th house planets, and especially if people, even if they do have Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer are 4th, 8th, and 12th house planets, it doesn't guarantee that they're going to be more sensitive or aware to their chakras. I'll tell you why. See, because people with the water in their charts and people with 4th, 8th, or 12th house planets which imitate water are so sensitive to their chakras that what they may manifest or experience more than anything else is self-destruction, depression, fear, anger, worry, and negative consciousness expression, which will keep them locked into root chakra behavior. See, unless you get in touch with all the chakras and are able to open them and control them one at a time leading up to the crown chakra, and actually you shouldn't experiment too much with chakras unless you buy a book or take classes or have a master that helps you with it, because frankly, trying to open or control your chakras can be rather dangerous if you try to open them in the wrong order, and also painful, I might add, too. So, you should be dealing with someone that knows something about chakras when you are working on trying to become more spiritual. But oftentimes we do find that people that do have the water in their charts, or do have 4th, 8th, or 12th house planets, are people that do have enhanced moons, enhanced Plutos, or enhanced Neptunes, meaning if you have trines or sextiles to your moon, Pluto, or Neptune in your natal chart, that will give you the option to be more aware and more sensitive to the fact you have chakras, number one, and number two, to eventually be able to control them and move up into the ladder of higher consciousness and higher awareness. And like I say, anyone, no matter where your planets are, can become aware of their chakras, but having control of them is a totally different matter. We do find that people that are chakra aware and in chakra control are truly more aware, more spiritual, more psychic, more intuitive, more aware of other realms and the multidimensional self, regression, reincarnation, things like astrology and metaphysics, and also are people that would make excellent teachers and masters and philosophers concerning these issues. Okay? Now, when you're dealing with somebody on any level, if you sit there and get to know them, you can actually get to a point where you can see which chakra they focus on, which type of chakra consciousness they focus on. Obviously, if you hang out with someone who's into drinking beer and getting loaded and making money and having sex and accumulating power, well, then they're pretty much a root chakra person, and if you notice they have a lot of health problems to boot, they've been in the hospital a few times, had some surgery, then maybe they haven't been able to get in touch with the spleen chakra and open it and protect their body or to exude upon that health temple by using that chakra. Low self-esteem is a symptom of a closed down stomach chakra. Heart and back problems are symptoms of having a closed down heart chakra. So you have no feelings for yourself, that can create stomach problems. No feelings for the world can create heart and back problems. And if you don't have an open throat chakra, then you might be more susceptible to sore throats or throat problems and such. But the point is that some people focus on certain things in this dimension and they pay no attention on others. If they have a health problem, they just maintain it or go to the doctor or get the surgery they need. But they're not aware they could have more control of their lives and more awareness of their karma and what is going on if they were just involved in this chakra situation. Now, what happens in life is that from time to time we are given the opportunity to become more in control of our chakra systems. And if we either fight the growth or fight the awareness, what will happen is depending where the chakra is, we may experience pain in that area. Like a lot of people that can be very psychic, if they're not aware of their brow chakra and the third eye right on their forehead, they could be very new age, very metaphysical, very spiritual, and because they are having a rebirth, they're not aware of their psychic ability, so they could get a headache because they're not aware of how to use this energy or maybe use crystals or meditation to open that brow chakra and to allow the light to come in, to allow the knowledge and the wisdom to come in. See, so oftentimes we do see that if people have an option to grow and have an option to be more aware and more self-protected in this realm and others, if they are meditators, and that they are people that do have high self-esteem, do have strong compassion for the world. They are able to take care of their body. See, there's the focus there. Yet, suddenly, money, power, and sex, and lust, and competition are okay, you know, because that's root chakra behavior, and being human is all part of that. You know, if you have your root chakra open, then you're going to be interested in things like money, power, sex, and often when people call the show, it's fun. You can judge and see what their focus is, what their chakra focus is. You know, like the rest of the week, we'll get a lot of people calling about readings. Well, what's their chakra focus? Well, if they're asking about career and if they're asking about relationships, then those are root chakra questions. They want to know about money and love and lust and power and sex and stuff like that. If their question is concerning maintaining or protecting themselves, or their body is temple of the soul, or health issues, then you know their spleen chakra focus. And this is also a service chakra. This chakra, a person with spleen chakra focus is very Virgo in their lifestyle. They are service-oriented, work-oriented, and also health-oriented, okay? But when you notice that people call up and they're asking questions about themselves or the world or other people in their lives, they're being compassionate, they're giving away their question for somebody else, or somebody is specifically wanting to know a metaphysical question or a psychic or a spiritual question, then we know this person is more focused in the throat or the brow chakra, the clairaudience and the clairvoyance levels. And obviously, if we do get a wingding question, one day some master calls me up on the air and asks a question I can't even answer because maybe it's that far out, then we know that, you know, there are a few people that do reach Godhead focus and have that crown chakra open, and I do think these people can truly and purely channel their higher selves, and in that way, of course, bring about information from other realms that can help us all here on Earth understand what life is all about a lot more. Now, you know, people will go back and forth, you know, focusing on their root, focusing on their spleen, focusing on their stomach. And like I say, if you do have water in your chart, or 4th, 8th, or 12th house planets, or an enhanced moon, Pluto, or Neptune in your chart, then that will allow you to have much more free flow as far as being aware of these energy centers. See, I've got to a point now where I can actually feel my chakras, open them, feel other people's chakras, and help them control opening and closing them also. Of course, the best way to get chakra control is to meditate, because by meditating, you are allowed to center yourself, ground yourself, and also calm yourself, and become more aware of that which exists beyond this realm. And then you can feel your chakras attempting to open, because the more calm and centered and grounded you are, then the more they will sort of flower, because chakras are pretty much like psychic flowers, so to speak. And when they do flower, when they do open, then you become more aware of what they are, where they are, and what they can do. See, so that's why when I walk around in life, I try to keep all my chakras open, at least up to my brow. I frankly don't really admit to or care to share what happens when a person would open a crown chakra up, because it's very personal. It's very intimate. It's an intimate connection with your higher self and with a higher part of your soul, and also communion with God, if you want to know the truth, when you have the crown chakra open. So I don't believe too many people walk around consciously with their crown chakra open, although I'm sure some people do. Maybe Christ did. But at the same time, if you can walk around with all your other chakras in control and open, then I would kind of tend to think that money, power, and romance, if that's what you want, would come a lot easier, because you're not worried about that. Your root chakra is open. The health would be more protected, because the spleen chakra would be open. Your self-esteem would be checked, because the stomach chakra would be open and clear. And also, your feelings and love and compassion for the world would be checked, so your heart chakra would be open, which I think would improve the health of your heart and your back and your spine, your entire nervous system. Obviously, keeping the throat chakra open is wonderful for articulating and creating clarity in communication and speech and reception, and then having the brow chakra open is the enhanced intuition. Obviously, people that have enhanced intuition, whether they're male or female, have brow chakra control, whether they know it or not. You know, interesting part of this topic called the awakening is that people in their lives go through certain barriers, okay, certain barriers and certain levels in their lives, where they finally finish huge blocks of karma, and they are ready to go forward and finally deal with stomach chakra issues of self-esteem. It's like a person that would be drug addicted and maybe alcoholic and also have several entities in his chakra system. See, because the chakra system is where you would be possessed, where outer entities from the dimension that exists between heaven and earth, the limbo dimension, the purgatory dimension, heaven is what I call the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, the higher realm, where which is void of all hate and anger and greed and negativity. It's a very blissful realm of existence, but between that realm and this realm, there is a purgatory realm where the lost souls lie. And a lot of us, and especially the children on this planet, are extremely vulnerable to chakra interference from these lost souls. See, so that is why a lot of people seem to be so screwed up, because what they're going through is sort of like a self-exorcism or a self-cleansing, a self-clearing of this negative energy that might be in their chakra system. So it's kind of difficult to be in touch with your chakra systems when you have these anchors or these leeches attached to them. Now also, you know, so like I say, people that would be affected by these dark entities, a lot of which would be alcoholic and drug addicted or murderous criminal types, you know, that would be void of spirit and not know to go into the light at death and thereby be trapped in the purgatory realms, would be people that would be prevented from being aware of their chakras and so to speak somehow controlled by these entities to get into drugs and alcohol and such. And, you know, as people grow, you know, when somebody, I salute and I celebrate when someone goes sober, if they give up their drug of preference, and if they finally go sober and give up the pot or the alcohol or the coke or the heroin or the crack or whatever, then that means that they've overcome these entities and they've removed them from their chakras and they finally have the strength to be spiritual and go forward and have more chakra control. And that's when you pull away from the money, power, and sex and lust and competition focus. And, you know, it's okay to have that in your life, but it's not focused anymore. Now you're caring more about your body and your health, and suddenly that you find out there's something called self-esteem and self-love. So the spleen and stomach chakras start opening. You get more control of that. And you learn about chakra protection, you know, by filling your own chakras, each and every one of them, the root, which is what you sit on, or the spleen by the spleen chakra, stomach on the stomach chakra, the heart, the throat, the brow, and the crown. What you do is you fill them with love and bright white light. And in fact, a lot of people that are into chakra experimentation, like myself, fill them with all the colors of the spectrum except for black and gray. You don't want to really mess with those two colors. So I like to, or red, you know, red, frankly, is a little bit too root oriented. You could fill your root chakra with red, but I like to fill my crown or my brow chakra with high vibration colors like purple or gold or yellow or blue. You know, and also white or green for the spleen chakra. I like to keep my stomach at about a white or green color, and my heart chakra bright blue or something translucent like turquoise. And the throat chakra I like to keep also yellow or blue, and my brow chakra is purple, and so is my crown. You know, it's purple and higher vibrations of purple and gold. And then I surround my whole body in a snowball of the spectrum of light, including focus on the white light and its colors. And it's this light that keeps us protected and also enhances our aura and allows for the awakening to occur. Now, a lot of you, if you're having problems in your body, you know, like if you're having genital problems, it could be because of a root chakra issue that you haven't gotten over the obsession yet. And could be this a sign of an entity or two that could be attached there. If you are having a health problem, focused, then a lot of your health, your chakras could be shut down, and you could also have an entity interference there. And maybe your attitude concerning your health and your self-love and your overall protection is wrong. So sometimes getting into proper affirmations like Louise L. Hay and her visualization affirmation is something I believe which opens all the chakras up, because it creates a total temple for your soul in the body and allows the chakras to bloom like a flower. We're kind of like flower people. And also, you know, when you find out you do have stomach problems, then the question here could be something to do with the self. You know, like if the health, isn't it funny that the colon, the large colon, which is a focus on overall body health, is right near the spleen chakra. So that's why a lot of people are into colon health, because they're not aware that affects the spleen chakra vibration in the body. But as we move up to the stomach and the duodenum and the esophagus area there, we're getting into self-esteem vibrations, and we get into the heart area, we are definitely getting into vibrations concerning others, like hate and anger and fear and vengeance and vindictiveness are what close up the heart chakra. That's why forgiveness of self and others are what's important to protect the stomach and the heart, keep them open and protect the health in those areas. See, so you can use basic attitudes, you know, by not letting money, power, sex, love, relationships, and career become an obsession. Fine, the root chakra can be open more. And by protecting your body by using several maybe holistic or meditative techniques, what you eat and what you think, keep the spleen chakra open. And by feeling good about yourself, keep the stomach chakra open, feeling good about the world and being forgiving. You keep the heart chakra open, and then automatically by having the root, the spleen, the stomach, and the heart chakra open, then will you be given the awakening, the psychic and spiritual awakening that does occur when people turn the corner and they are finally are allowed to understand philosophies like astrology and metaphysics and karma and psychic and spiritual awareness and reincarnation and past life regression and all that. By keeping the lower four chakras open, then you will become more aware of the throat chakra, which is the clairaudience, the brow chakra, which is the clairvoyance, and the crown chakra, which is the Godhead. And that will allow you, of course, to be more like a superhero, a super powerful being, because you are really in touch with your multidimensional self at this point. So that's why it's really important to remove your obsessions, keep the root open, protect your health, keep the spleen open, protect your self-esteem, keep the stomach open, and care for others, use forgiveness, keep the heart open, and the rest should follow the throat, the brow, and the crown with some meditation, visualization, and affirmations. And, you know, then, you know, that should take a major edge off. See, a lot of people that have awakening, what they do is they are so attached to material world things, material plane things, which are, you know, the root chakra is our connection to this planet. And the Godhead, the crown chakra, is the connection to the higher realms, which is really what is real. See, this planet is not as real as the higher realms are, but what we do is as our focus comes down more to the root chakra, the more we focus on material things and material quests and acquisitions and such. See, so letting go of that stuff, or at least not letting it bother you as much, allows you to have more chakra control, more access, and a higher awareness level, hence the awakening and the blooming and the flowering that can occur. That's why I like to use crystals, and sometimes when I lay down or when other people lay down, put crystals right on top of the chakra areas, quartz crystals, celestite, amethyst, rose quartz, whatever, and you can actually feel your chakras awaken or cleanse or bathe themselves in the light of the crystal, which is why that is so important. Now, many of you are going through rebirths and awakening constantly, and sometimes you have a setback where you go back down to root chakra focus and then back up to throat chakra focus, and you go back and forth and back and forth, and you know that can play havoc, of course, not only with your karma but with your life too. But frankly, if you know you're having an awakening or somebody else is, then being aware of this these philosophies are very important. Of course, I'm not the bottom line or an expert on chakras. And frankly, you know, if you are somebody that has recently turned the corner and astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and reincarnation are things that are finally piquing your interest and curiosity and you've decided to take up meditation and such, congratulations. If you want to get your chart done, I think this is a sign of your awakening and you are becoming a lot more in control of your chakras and your life and your self-esteem and your compassion and such and your health. So this is a symptom or a symbol of your awakening. And that's why it's not an accident that people go away from sun sign astrology, which is almost a root chakra astrology, up to getting your chart done, finding out where your planets are, which is more of a brow chakra understanding of astrology, the clairvoyance, the spirit astrology.